Good afternoon. It's Thursday, and that means it's time for Swap Shop. Hello, I'm Pastor Craig. I'm not Glenn Coble. Glenn Coble's on vacation, but I guess you probably already knew that. But I'm going to be filling in for Swap Shop, and I thought it would be kind of nice to do a live version of Swap Shop while Glenn was on vacation. There's a lot of community events going on in April. And April is really the unofficial opening of garage sale. Now, I know garage sale season. Now, I know some of you would probably say, no, that's in May. But really, it is in May. But in April, I see a lot of people getting that jump on things and putting out a yard sale in April, kind of like the first one of the season. So we're going to get started here on Swap Shop. And if you'd like to sell something, because something else that's going on right now is it's springtime. And springtime is time for spring cleaning. And I'm sure some of you have already started your spring cleaning. And so as you've been doing your spring cleaning, you've probably found some things that you don't use anymore. So this would be a perfect time to put it on Swap Shop. What we do is you call in and you tell me what you have to sell and how much you want for it and your phone number, and then people can call you directly and make arrangements to buy it and pick it up from you. We don't do things that require paperwork. That would be like a house or a car or a boat or a firearm. But outside of those things, it's pretty much anything goes. So if you've got something to sell, give me a call and we'll put it on the air. If you're having a garage sale this weekend or next weekend or sometime soon, give me a call. If your church is having a garage sale, give me a call. We'll advertise it on here. Also, next Sunday, that's a week from this Sunday, is Easter. So if your church is having an Easter egg hunt or anything special for Easter, let me know, give me a call, and we'll advertise it here. So that's what we do on Swap Shop. But again, you probably already knew that. All right, I have two items here that have been submitted. Okay, it's things that I own that I wanted to sell. So here's what I've got. I have a computer printer, a color printer. It's a Canon MP470, and all I want for it is $10, and I will make the arrangements to get it to you. And just to tell you, I know it works perfectly fine. It was a computer printer that I had on my computer at home. I only had it for about a year and a half before my computer crashed. And I have access to a computer at work, and so rather than replacing my computer at home, I just use my computer at work. And so this printer's been sitting there since the computer crashed. So I have a Canon computer printer, color printer. It's an MP70, and all I'm asking is $10. I have a lawnmower that is about 3 years old, I believe. It's a push mower, and it might be four. It is. Let's put it this way. It's less than 5 years old. I can't remember for sure when I bought it, and it's a 22-inch blade lawnmower, and last summer, about the second or third week, I couldn't get it started. Now, I am not a kind of person that can work on small engines, big engines, any kind of engines. So I tried for a day and I couldn't get it started. So I went and bought a new one, because when I went to take it to the lawnmower repair, they said, well, it's really kind of busy right now. It'll be 3 to 4 weeks. And I needed to cut my grass much sooner than 3 to 4 weeks. So I just bought a new lawnmower. So if you need a lawnmower, if you can work on lawnmowers, or if you need a lawnmower and you know somebody that repairs lawnmowers, I think it'll probably be rather easy to fix. So I have a lawnmower. It's a 22-inch blade, and I am giving that away for free. So if you have a need or you know someone that has a need, give me a call. So if you're interested in either the computer printer or the lawnmower, call the station here at 740-383-9944 and tell me of your interest in those things, and then I'll make arrangements offline to get them to you. If you have something you'd like to sell, give me a call and we'll advertise it here. And let's see, and please feel free to call at any time and interrupt whatever I'm talking about, because the whole idea here is we want to help you find a home for what you no longer need. All right, so looking ahead to the calendar, on May the 21st, from 12 to 4 on the Marion campus of MTC, or it's the Marion campus of Ohio State. You know, they're right there together, so I don't really know. It's MTC, Ohio State, it's Marion campus. There is going to be, on May 21st, a cornhole tournament and family fun day. This is the Marion Canine Project, which is sponsored by Marion Business Builders of BNI. What the Marion Canine Project is the Marion Business Builders of BNI, they have taken on these projects and fundraising to purchase and train canine dogs for the Marion Police. So they're going to have a family fun day cornhole tournament on May 21st. And let's see, they've got inflatables and they've got games, face painting. They've got food trucks, vendors tables, and now it says here meet former OSU and NFL players. I don't know which players they're going to be, but I do know for a fact that the people organizing this do have those contacts. So this should be a good time. And if you're interested in the cornhole tournament, they have said they have cash prizes. If you're interested in the cornhole tournament, they're $50 per team if pre-registered, and $60 the day of the tournament. So that's on May 21st. That's still a month away, but I wanted to give you heads up on that. All right. Heritage Hall opens on May 4th, and that's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Now, I know that Scott has talked a couple times with Fred Malone, and they're going to be on June 2nd, dedicating or grand opening of the Mary Ellen Withrow exhibit. And I know we're going to be there to cover it. But for the Heritage Hall themselves, their season is beginning on May 4th. So that's coming up. Give me a call if you have something you'd like to sell, or give me a call if you are interested in the computer printer, the Canon MP470. Computer printer or the lawnmower. All right, I've got announcement here for the Marion Public Library. Marion Public Library, they're having their annual book sale. This is April 21st through the 24th. On Thursday the 21st, it's 5 to 8 p.m. members only. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd through the 24th, it's open to the public. Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. So that's the Marion Public Library annual book sale. And I don't know how many of you have ever gone to that. I've not been to the Marion Public Library book sale, but I've been to other library book sales. And I've always had good luck finding books that I would like, and actually I'm kind of picky in what I like. I'm building a reference library. Obviously, for me, you know, it's a religious reference library, but I've had quite good luck at these library sales, and many of the books that are in my library came from library sales. So check it out, because they have books of every kind. Fiction, nonfiction, reference, just anything you can imagine. So check it out, the Marion Public Library Book Sale, the 21st through the 24th. While we're on the topic of Marion Public Library, next Thursday, which is the 14th, next Thursday is a book signing with author Chris Grabenstein. Now, I had never heard of him, but if you have youth, if you have students, if you have kids, you may have heard of him. So they're having a book signing on the 14th. 150 books will be given away free at the signing. He is going to be there with his newest book. It's called The Smartest Kid in the Universe, and it's book two of the Genius Camp. So many of you may be familiar with that, or your kids may be familiar with that, or your grandkids may be familiar with that. So that's on Thursday the 14th, starting at 5 o'clock. Now, it said in their announcement that 2 years ago, he had a book. His book 2 years ago was The Shine, and they gave over 2,000 copies away of that book. If you or your kids or your grandkids happen to have a copy of that book, he would be willing to sign that book if you bring it along to the book signing. So that's next Thursday. All right. The Marion County Park District, April programs. There's a couple of things here. April 9th, that's 2 days away. April 9th, starting at 6 to 8 a.m. The Sandhill Crane Survey, and it's around Marion County, and information is available on their Facebook page, and it's come out and participate in a Sandhill Crane Survey hosted by ODNR. So that's this Saturday. Next Thursday, the 14th, at 7 p.m., the Marion County Park District is doing a listening for frogs and toads. That's at the Marion Tall Grass Trail. Park in the Her parking lot, the Her Road parking lot. And come out and listen for different frog and toad species that call Ohio their home. So find out all about frogs and toads. All right, community dinner. There's a community dinner tomorrow night, Friday night. It's no charge. It is at the Shining Light Baptist Church. You can eat in or you can get it to go. It's at 6 p.m. Shining Light Baptist Church is at 294 Mount Vernon Avenue. So that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Prospect Street United Methodist Church. They're at 185 South Prospect. That's like about four blocks from the radio station here. Prospect Street United Methodist Church. They're having an all-you-can-eat fish fry. It's on Thursday the 21st. So that's 2 weeks from today. Thursday the 21st from 4 to 7. And you can dine in or carry out. I always wonder on an all-you-can-eat how that works on the carry out. I'm sure they probably have, you know, some kind of limit on what you can get, or they have a formula for the number of people or whatever. But I always kind of look at those things and question all-you-can-eat, but you can carry out. Anyway. So that's from 4 to 7 on the 21st, and their menu is fresh fish or tenderloin, French fries, coleslaw, dessert, and a drink. And the pre-sale for tickets is $10 for adults, $5 for children age 6 to 12. Under 5 is free. And if you buy tickets at the door, it's 13 for adults and 7 for kids. And you can call the church to find out about pre-sale on the tickets. And unfortunately, I don't have a phone number. But just call the church and they'll get you hooked up. Let's see, what else do we have here? By the way, please interrupt me at any time with your phone calls. If you've got something to sell, give me a call. And if you are in need of something or looking for something, we'll put that out there and maybe somebody would have that for you. So if you've got something you want to sell, give me a call. Or if you're looking for something to buy, I'll take that too. Second Saturday of every month is the Mid-Ohio Food Bank in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries is having a free produce giveaway. It's from 12 noon to 2 p.m. It's at the Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. And this is the kickoff for their season. Because it goes from April through December. So this will be their first one. And again, that's this Saturday, the second Saturday of the month, from noon until 2. It's free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. All they're going to do is simply ask you to sign in and provide a name and the number of people in the family. So that's that going on. All right, I think that covers the community announcements. If you're aware of something going on in the community, if your church is having an Easter egg hunt, or if you're got something that's in general going on, you can mail it to the station, the announcement, or you can call me and give me the information. Either way. All right. Make those phones ring. I got to get some phone calls because I want to tell Glenn when he comes back that he missed a large number of phone calls on Swap Shop. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. Hey, look at that. We got someone calling in. Go ahead, caller.
Pastor Craig, great job.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I've got a couple things for sale here.
Okay, sounds good.
I have a 24-inch pre-lit tree with a lighted base. It's a Christmas tree. And it's got 60 tips of 15 warm white LED lights already attached to it.
Now, hang on. Now, how many lights?
It's got 60 tips okay. of the tree.
Right, got it.
All the way through it, yeah.
All right.
And it is battery operated.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I paid $12.50 for it. And I'll let that go for $2.
All right. $2. Okay. All right. And now you said you had something else, right?
Yeah. I have a bunch of Southern Gospel CDs.
Oh.
And I probably have close between 150 and 200 different CDs.
Wow. Okay.
And various groups that you can imagine if you're familiar. If our listeners out there are familiar with the artists, some of them are like Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, the Crab Family,
yep.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, folks like that.
Yep. All right.
But if anybody has any questions of what I might have, they can go ahead and give me a call. I'm going to sell those Oh, $3 a CD.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. Is that it, the two items?
Yep, that's what I've got.
All right. So, Nate, what's your number that people can call you at?
All right. 740.
Okay.
914.
All right.
0456.
0456. All right. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. And like I said, doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. All right. Look forward to it.
All right. We'll see you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that's a couple things we got. Let me go over that again. He has a 24-inch pre-lit Christmas tree in it with a base, and 60 of the tips of the tree are lit up. I'll bet that's really kind of nice, because it's only 24 inches tall, so it's two foot. You could set that, you know, on an end table, or you could set it as a centerpiece on your dinner table. But anyway, so it's a pre-lit Christmas tree, battery operated, and he's only asking $2 for it. Then he's got Southern Gospel CDs. He's got between 150 to 200 of them. And they are people like Ernie Hoff, the Crab Family. I imagine he's probably got, you know, many of the kinds of the most well-known that you would know. So if you have questions about that, he's asking $3 per CD, and give Nate a call, and his number is 740-914-0456. The number here at the station, 740-383-9944. Give me a call here if you've got something to sell, or if you're interested in a Canon color copier MP470 for $10, or a lawnmower. It's not that old. It doesn't start. It needs some love and attention there, but that's it. It's free, so that is also available. All right. Again, if you have anything for sale, give me a holler. So I knew that that we got a little bit of dead time, because we've got 45 minutes that we have to allow, well, we allow you to call in. But I figured there'd probably be some time when it would be quiet here, and it is. So I was doing a little bit of digging around, because I'm not from Marion. And I'm not a Marion native. And hey, let me take this call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi there. Okay, so I know this is like for buying and selling stuff, but if you just want to give something away, can you advertise it on here?
Yes, you can, because I'm giving away a lawnmower for free. So if you have something you want to give away, absolutely, we can take that.
Oh, goody. Well, I have a washing machine that, it doesn't work, but if somebody wanted to take it for scrap, I know a lot of people, scrap, you know, I don't know how much you could get for a washer, but, they could come and get it if they want.
All right. And, you want them to give you a call?
Well, if they want the washer, they'll have to.
All right. All right, so you can call Sarah if
you... Oh, you know my name? I didn't even tell you.
Sarah, you have a very recognizable voice, and for someone like myself who listens to this station all the time, we recognize certain callers.
Oh, wow. It's nice to be recognized.
Yes, I'm just between you and me, because no one's listening, just between you and me, I hope someday I get to meet you, just because I know that you listen all the time and you call all the time, and I, you know, it's always interesting to meet the listeners.
That's that would be nice. You know where you can find me, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Anytime I want to meet you, I just have to put my thumb out there and wait for the bus to come by.
There you go. Well, call me. You know, times have changed. We're not much into the whole thumbing down, but you could call me.
All right.
And if you want this here washer, you could call me. You want my number?
Yes, your number, please.
Okay. 740-341-3826.
All right, 3826. And next year, we're going to have to get you in the fruitcake toss.
Yeah, well, I would like to miss Bible study if I don't have to. If it's something, like, real, really, really important, I will. But I rather like my Bible study.
Well, we'll just make sure that the fruitcake toss is on a different night.
There you go. Okay, so if anybody wants that washer, give me a call. No serial killers, though.
All right, Sarah. Thank you.
Toodles.
All right. So, Sarah's got a washing machine. It doesn't work, but she says if you want it for scrap, she's giving it away. And her number is 740-341-3826. And maybe you're a person that can fix appliances. And, you know, if you want to take on the task of fixing that washing machine, because it's kind of like that computer printer I've got. I've got that. No, it's kind of like that lawnmower that I've got. For somebody who fixes those things and knows those things, many times it's something really simple and really inexpensive to fix it and make it work. So give us a call and tell us what you have to sell. All right. As I was saying, I'm not a Marion native, and I'm becoming interested in the history of Marion and what goes on in Marion the more time I spend here. So I was doing a little playing around on the internet, and I was looking up some things about Marion, and I found this interesting, and you're probably going to go, boring, we already knew that, but I found it interesting. The Marion Steam Shovel Company, which was then later Marion Power Shovel, they made equipment that was used in the construction of the Panama Canal, Hoover Dam, and the Holland Tunnel under the Hudson River. As a matter of fact, in 1911, 80% of the steam shovels and heavy-duty earth moving equipment manufactured in the United States came from Marion Steam Shovel Company. I found that rather fascinating. NASA contracted with the Marion Power Shovel to make those crawler transporters that move the Saturn V rockets to the launch pad. Now, that was the Apollo program, for any of you who are old enough, like myself, to remember the Apollo program. They would build that entire rocket, the Saturn V, and then it would just go on this crawler, and it moved like so slow it wasn't funny, but they would transport out to launch pad. Those came from Marion Power Shovel. Something else I learned, that Whirlpool here in Marion, now everybody knows it's the largest employer in Marion, but the Whirlpool here in Marion is the world's largest facility for manufacturing dryers. And they manufacture 20,000 dryers a day. That's a lot of dryers. Something else I found kind of interesting while I was kind of digging around is a particular story about the Underground Railroad. Now, we know that Ohio played a big part in the Underground Railroad for slaves that were escaping the South. And Marion was one of those that played a part in it. In 1838, there was a runaway slave that was arrested here in Marion. And his It was in 1839. His master back in Virginia found out about where he was. So four Virginians, citizens of Virginia, came to Marion to get him back. And there ended up being a brawl between those four people and the abolitionists here in the courtroom at the courthouse. And the abolitionists actually got a hold of the guy, and they stole him out of the courtroom, and he eventually made his way to Canada. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, that reminded me of another story that took place here in Ohio. It's in Mechanicsburg. There was a slave by the name of Addison White who found his way coming north in Mechanicsburg in 1856. And a farmer there by the last name of Hyde let him live on the farm, because there was actually a strong pocket of abolitionists in that area. So the next year, in 1857, his master heard about where he was, and so his master showed up with federal agents, U.S. Marshals. When attempting to take the slave, Addison White, and arrest Mr. Hyde for violating the fugitive slave laws, the daughter of the farmer ran into town and got residents, and the residents showed up with pitchforks and shovels. At that point, the feds fled for their life. Now, they came back later and arrested Hyde. That was the farmer who owned the land where the slave was staying. Arrested Hyde and three others and charged them with harboring a runaway slave. Now, they said that they were going to take these individuals to Urbana and charge them with hiding this slave. But instead, they headed to Kentucky. Well, a large group of Champaign County citizens, when they heard that they were going to Kentucky, they took off on horseback after the feds. They didn't get very far, and the Clark County Sheriff joined in. But the Clark County Sheriff was shot in South Charleston, Ohio, trying to stop the feds. So there was kind of an ongoing running battle that took place over several miles in the direction of Xenia. When the Greene County Sheriff got involved, he arrested the U.S. Marshals. Now, I found that kind of interesting that the sheriff would actually arrest the U.S. Marshals. But, you know, it's interesting the way, and I'm not going to get into all the legal thing, but it's actually interesting the way sheriffs operate, because they are their own entity, and they don't answer to anybody. You know, your city police and your state police and that, they have a place that they're accountable to, but the sheriff is different, and that he's not accountable to anyone. So it was kind of interesting that he arrested the U.S. Marshals. Anyhow, the case was eventually settled. The citizens of Mechanicsburg paid $900 to secure the freedom of Addison White. Addison White ended up fighting in the Civil War in the Massachusetts Infantry, and then he, after the war, came back to Mechanicsburg and worked for the Street Division. So that was just some interesting things I found when I was digging around about Marion history, and that got me looking into the Underground Railroad. So a little bit of history for you. All right. So we've got all kinds of things here. Call us at 740-383-9944 if you have something to sell. if you have something that you're looking for, and we got somebody on the line right now. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I was wanting to find out if there was anybody that could do some cleanup on my yard, trying to clean up leaves and sticks and stuff like that, if they would like to make a little bit of money that I could get to come out and do that for me. Sure. I'm at the age where I cannot do that.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Definitely we'll put that out there. And what is your first name?
Randy.
All right, Randy. And the phone number where they could call you?
740 area code.
Okay.
389.
All right.
1479.
1479.
And if not here, just leave a message.
All right. We'll put that out there, Randy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You got a good program there.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So that was Randy. He's, like he said, he's at the age, I know what that's like, that he just can't get some things done. He wants someone to do a little yard cleanup, picking up sticks and things like that. If you're interested, you've got a little bit of time, or you've got a need to make a little money, give Randy a call. It's 740-389-1479. That was 740-389-1479. All right, so let me recap all of these here. Let's see. All right, taking it from the top, I've got a Canon color computer printer. It's an MP470 that I'm selling for $10. I've got a lawnmower. It's less than 5 years old, 22-inch blade, and it's free. It needs fixed. I just couldn't get it started one day, so it needs fixed. So either of those items, you can call me here at the station, 740-383-9944. And as we're getting into closing minutes, probably what I'll do is just, if you're interested in the printer or the lawnmower, call me on my cell phone, because I'm going to be out of the studio here in about 6 minutes. So you can give me a call. My number is 419-210-0267. That's 419-210-0267. All right, and now next we have washing machine. It doesn't work, but it can either be yours for the scrap value, or yours if you know how to fix washing machines, or if you want to take a look at it and see about getting it fixed. Call Sarah at 740-341-3826. That's 740-341-3826. And then we had a 24-inch pre-lit Christmas tree with base. It's battery operated, and 60 tips of the tree are illuminated. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm looking for an electric hospital bed for my brother.
Okay.
I think they're all twin size, but that's what he needs. Okay. And if someone could give me, I want it clean and workable, of course.
Okay.
And my number is 740-387-0180. And if they could give me a call and where it's located and the price, I would appreciate it.
All right. We'll put that out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So that's there. She's looking for an electric hospital bed that's in clean condition and a twin size. Well, like she said, they're probably all about that size. And you can reach her at 740-387-0180. And let her know if you have one. All right. Now, as I was saying, it was a 24-inch pre-lit Christmas tree, battery-operated, 60 lights on it for $2. Southern Gospel CDs are there's between 150 and 200, and Ernie Hoff and the Crab Family, so they're, and many others, available at $3. And call Nate at 740-914-0456 for either the Christmas tree or the CDs. All right, and again, Randy is looking for someone that can do a little bit of work around his yard, doing some yard cleanup, picking up sticks, that type of thing. And 740-389-1479. That's 740-389-1479. And again, the one for the electric hospital bed. Looking for a clean, used hospital bed, electric, twin size. And her number was 740-387-0180. So there you go. We've got quite a few things there. We've only got just a couple minutes left, so you've got a chance to jump in and let us know what you've got. Also, too, let me just remind you that Saturday. What day is it? It's Thursday, Craig. Saturday, the Sandhill Crane Survey is from 6 to 8 a.m. And come out and participate in the Sandhill Crane Survey hosted by ODNR, Marion County Park Districts. And I'm laughing because I can't even talk. I can't even say Sandhill Crane Survey. Next Thursday, they've got their Listening for Frogs and Toads at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. And come out and listen for different frogs and toad species that call Ohio home. All right. Let me just give one last plug. I know Randy's looking for somebody who's got a little time and wants to earn a little money and do some yard cleanup. So you can call him at 740-389-1479. And again, we got a person that's looking, and she said it was for her brother, an electric hospital bed. So if you've got one, give her a call, 740-387-0180. All right, well, we're down to 30 seconds left. So I want to thank everyone who called in. I really appreciate it. This is what we do, Swap Shop, and we try to connect you up with somebody that has something you need or wants something that you have. And so when we hear from people, it makes it work. So thank you, everybody who participated, anybody who called today. And this is Pastor Craig. I'll be out of here in about 10 seconds. Look forward to meeting some of you eventually at some of these things we've been talking about. I'd love to meet you. It's always good to meet the listeners from the radio. So until then, I'll see you Sunday, 9 o'clock.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shea.